This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good evening. So we're holding over here. We just started a Perek Lamed Beis, and he had spoken about the different Maisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you take a look at all of the physical maisim, physical brias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they all are gradual transitions. You get gradual transitions from one aver to another aver. So we're holding with cholzoi. So kmoizoi san hoge ba'atzim and amanigu. If you're using the same edition I am, it's Amud Tov Pehe, Perek Lamed Beis, it's the second paragraph. So this same idea that transitions need to be gradual as opposed to sudden, we find it in many areas in Torah. You can't go from extreme to extreme suddenly. You can't take a person and expect that whatever he's been doing, he just drops and doesn't do. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu to make some kind of a Kaddish, he did also spark Moshe be a Vama Ataris Ladas, Vidata Yeris Lebecha, Uli Nosan of Osik Mosham of Avakal Bafchem, Vama Sarakechem, Vama Voices Avoidu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Oyver Hashem. Now, in what way? By a meaning of a person by Oilam, Kuloi, Shosu Gilim Boy, the minig was that the way in which you worship the deity was through sacrifices. And the pious were the ones that did that avoda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not just tell us drop it all cold turkey. It would have been impossible to really accept it. We tend to live with what we used to. Imagine that we would get a tzivui that our avodas Hashem is to think about Him, not to worship, not to pray, not to any mitzvahs. My son, we have a really hard time with it. We really don't do avodas Hashem. So this is the famous Rambam, where the Rambam explains karbonis as a means of moving away from avodas Zarah. So what he did was he simply took the avoda of karbonis, which was a given, and he moved it to what was right and good. And he says and that's why we had to give Trumas and Mises, and she must sukin by Skam Seho. The Hey Matas Alevia Makahanim, the Gia Bezois Orma Loikis, and through this Chachma Kadosh Baruch Hu made, shenimcha zeich avodah zara, that avodah zara was erased. V'skayma pin hagdola mitzvah nasenu mitzvah kevachdusoi. That's why he didn't create any other avodas and so on, and this is what he did. Now, this very famous Rambam, plenty of kashas on this Rambam. The Rambam Lamaisa, I mean, it would come out that that Lasid Lavo, there wouldn't be any karbonis. Well, the Rambam has a siddur that he davened printed. It's printed in our Rambams, and there are blakoshes b'lik vulf for kinch kabanis. The all of our shmonesis have, you know, the rabbeinu tzinicha and mishab nala v'neiroya v'neshtachem v'ner, you know, v'kolos chavseinu and so on. It's full of it, like. How in the world can you say that the only task of Karbanis is to win us off of Avodah Zarah when we're hoping and the Mizbech should be rebuilt, and the Rambam says the Chiyuv is to build the Mizbech. Yes, and even the first Mizbech that was built was quite a long time after Mizbech Mitzrayim. Hadn't it been winned off already? So I once saw a pshat in the Rambam. So this famous, I mean, this is... these are the famous problems with the Rambam. I once saw a pshat, which I thought was good pshat, insightful pshat. It's an early sefer on the Rambam. And the Rambam is and he says, it's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam asks, how do we understand, like, why is bringing a carbon, shechting a carbon, all of that, Avodas Hashem? Like, he's looking for time and mitzvahs. Explain to me why cutting an animal, taking the blood and dripping it, all of that is Avodas Hashem. So the Rambam says the activities were activities that people had used for Avodah Zarah. That's what those activities were. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, we will take these activities and use them for Kodesh. It will continue like that. In other words, there is Avodas Hashem, and Avodas Hashem will continue with Karbanos Beis Hamikdash. That's yes. But the question was, why did he pick these? And the answer was, they were doing them anyway, so it's much easier to get them to use it L'Shem Shemayim and to make Avodas Hashem. That's how I saw somebody says Pshat in the Rambam. And it's miskabel. Now the Rambam says over here,
you wouldn't answer the kashas to ask that there is karbanis before Avodah Zarah.
Well, correct. It does seem that Avodah Zarah, that, you know, it's karbanis seem to be. I mean, why the karbanis of Avodah Zarah? It seems to be a natural human sense of things. But the question is, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzavit, it should need a long explanations of why Hashem wants it, to which the Rambam is saying, I don't need to give an explanation. All I need to tell you is the reason is that it existed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it was the best idea to segue that into Avodas Hashem. Now the Rambam says a point about people resisting and saying that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose these avodas is because they were there anyway. So, you know, once we have a karbonis industry, we might as well just take the karbonis industry and make it into a Beis HaMikdash. Bani Yodea says, Shenafshecha tivrach mizeh inyin bechreach betchilas machshav yichbeh lecha. You're going to be very annoyed with it and about what I'm saying. Why? Like, how can you have such detailed halachas, like in Kachim, that the purpose is simply not for themselves, not l'shmo, so to speak, but to take you away from Avodah Zarah? Like, why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu detour and detour and detour? Why didn't just tell us to do whatever would have been optimal, and he would give us the ability to handle it? And he wouldn't need to detour. He'll just, the drama said it's emotionally too difficult. Okay, so make it not emotionally too difficult. Listen. It'll take this mistake away from you, and you'll understand what I told you. I'll show you a pasuk that's exactly like this. Did not take him through the plishtim because it was too close. There might be a war there. And so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu detoured the best road because he was afraid that they wouldn't be able to handle it physically until he gets them to the place he wanted to. So it's exactly the same thing. Just like over there, there was an objectively preferred way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do it because we couldn't handle it. Here also, there's a preferred way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do it because we couldn't handle it. What would be the case? But what was the problem over there? So he says, "Ki kemoi she'ein b'teva adam she'yigdal amalechas avdus b'chaim levenim adem lehem v'chad yitzchak yodel l'shaitim l'chlucha milachem yidan nak pisa." People who grew up crushed, serfs, slaves, oppressed, can't in 1 minute just sort of wash their hands and become brave and courageous, daring soldiers. Kain ein betivoy, just like that's true. Kain ein betivoy shidal mina rabman avodas and meisim regolim shalnei afashis. Actual discussion. So too, a person who was brought up with all sorts of avodas zaras that had become so prominent and so ingrained that people felt that this was like a given, this was axiomatic. So he says, and then just drop it. It doesn't happen. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu led them through a midbar so that they learn to become gibayim, strong people. Because the ascetic life in a midbar tends to bring out gevura, and the opposite leads to soft heartedness. And also, you had a second generation that wasn't used to being slaves; they were independent minded. And all of this is clearly what Shmuel told Moshe. So too, this chelak of Torah Kabbanis is a divine design. Until they're left with with what they used to, kidesha tala biyodam emuna asher kavanah v'shayna, so that they get emuna, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Ushaltecha ushaloschot, and your question, ma beize manei loykai shechet echaz plishtim v'techaz lachem, you ask why couldn't he take the echaz plishtim and then give them the emotional strength to withstand it. So he says, if that question is valid, I have another question. Gave schar for mitzvahs and punish averus. V'yomolacha, and I'll ask you. Ach, hashem gavonis al kaiyus shaynut zayin shenamiz es atayir. V'nascha chosib ba. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep the Torah, lama loy nitin lano yecholus lekablas es atamid loyasel lano tachbula lehitul lano nadir lakim in area. Why couldn't he make our nature to be such that we would? It would be a natural for us. We'd be natural Chayim Mitzvahs. Last time we call it Kama Sein Kula, Ki Zayis Gamkin Tachbula Sh'asa Lai Kailanu, Ache Yigir Makas HaShayna, Ve'ezen Etzel Lissi Rotsa Maisa Rabayda Asher Rotsa Richo Kaveiris Hashem Osem Teva Motivara. So why didn't he make us dislike Kaveiris and like Mitzvahs naturally? Va'atshuva Le'el Asher Sholos Chumashu Minam. And so the answer to these questions, all of them like him, Tshuva achas koilelas, v'hi sheha oiseis kulam, afal pi shem shiru teva ish echad miisha nimtzois. Even though all the oiseis Kadosh Baruch Hu brought are changes of nature, ach teva bnei adam shaneo kai klal atzadim oifis. But the one thing Kadosh Baruch Hu will never change for a miracle is human nature. That after they were so impressed with by Maimon Har Sinai, he said, "Halavai, they should keep this Yiras Hashem." That's why we have this whole system of rewards and punishments. It's not that it's difficult for Hashem to change people's nature. That's not what I meant, he said. It's something Hashem can do. But when we set up what are Hashem's basic requirements, what does he want, say, I want, this is one of those points. Hashem never wants to change unilateral human nature. He wants us to make those changes. Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu had wanted to straight away change people's, people as such, then all of Nevuah and all of Torah is really, really superfluous. Kadosh Baruch Hu just waves the magic wand and we're different people. So this was sort of a parenthetic remark to explain that this is an appropriate hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't, boom, bring in what he wants, but lets us develop around it. So he says, V'osho kezuleyma, ki kasha yizeh minu avayidu tzolim ha-kobonis, atzad ha-kobonis shniya. Kobonis themselves were secondary or less than the ideal form, whereas tefillah and so on, So davening and things like that were much closer to Ritzonei, whereas Karbonis are second tier. There's a big difference. How? For who? Shezer hamin min avoda Ritzonei loyma akravas haKarbonis. Afal pish for lishma yisparach, lo chuya balenik Moshe betchil soyim shenake b'chol mokim chol zman, lo yishin asa heichal Moshe misdamish like Moshe zdamin, echofetz mal yode. It did not become a free for all, because it wasn't the ideal form of kiryas Kadosh Baruch Hu. It has very prescribed boundaries. Aber Tfilo bei Trini mit das Chomag und Chomisch ist da, man kann Zitzis am Zür, Tfilo, dann wollen wir mal sehen. You see that Karbonis have extremely, it's not the boy said, Kalamah Bereze Mishubach. Talmud Torah is Kalamah Bereze Mishubach. Whatever you're learning, whatever you're learning, whoever you're learning, it's great. Tfilo, whenever you daven, Kol Neshama Neshama, everyone who Talal Ka, I call Neshima Neshima. There is no such thing as too much Tfilo, too much Torah, too much anything. Karbonis have very clear definition. That's why when Nevi'im want to yell at people who needs it, it's only karbanis. And this is something that people misquote. They say the Nevi'im said they don't need mitzvahs if you're not good. It's not true. The only thing it says it about is karbanis. And that's why the minute the Karbanis were not brought for the right reason, they were told Hashem doesn't want them. Amar Shmuel, Achevetz Hashem ba'olos zvachin kishmoy v'kol Hashem. So on Karbanis specifically, we get this the extraordinary outpouring of Nevuah that Hashem doesn't need it. Karbanis are a type of Nefnimish, however you want to call it, secondary, and B'meila, what we need to do, but anything more than that, when it's not excusable, when our ma'isim are not good, it does not work. How could it be that Yirmiyahu says Hashem doesn't want the karbanis? You see, he never says he doesn't want tefillin, doesn't want talis. The only thing he talks about is karbanis. Omno. Kavonis amaimu mashbatilcha, vizer. Sho oma sha kavonis reshoina omnu hisha tseguni etav zulasi. Vizan akimatin li am. My main kavonis is that I be your God and you be my nation. Vizois ha mitzvah bakrovo vichavein alabais omnois bavosha tadir zesapina. The whole worshipping in the Beis Hamikdash is for that purpose, to focus that. And that's why I took all the avodas that were zardik and switched them for me. And you come along and you bring karbanis for the wrong reason. So you're taking a bad avoda for a bad reason. That's why there was so much pushback against karbanis. It's like the mashal. Imagine a person. Imagine a couple is having issues. There's friction. So, if the husband tries to buy a present, I don't know, a diamond, and he hasn't yet worked out the friction between them. So she could rightfully say, why are you buying diamonds if you don't like me, if you don't care for me, stuff like that. But the marshal, let's say he supports her, which the ksumi is supposed to support her, and at the beginning of the week, he gives her the money for the week, and she says, why are you giving me money for the week if you don't like me? But what's that to do with the other? Giving panasa is an intrinsic obligation, and that's that. Anything which is just a sort of a symbol, if it's not the right thing, it has no value. Okay. And he brings all the karbanis.
That's your question?
Yeah.
Why is tefillah different then?
than Karbonis.
So tefillah by nature is a direct reaching out to Hashem. It's manifshel. A carbon, it has something in the middle. It's like it's a ritual. It's bloody. There's something there that's why it allows itself much more readily to become something other. People believe it brought down kochos. Tefillah, real tefillah, is directly turning to Hashem. It's a false recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karbanos gives off the feel as if I can bribe Hashem. A karma is like you bring something, just like before elections, you smear people, not because you like them so much that you want them to vote. Here also, karban has that, I'll bring 1,000 karbanos. What does that mean? Tefillah, sincere, is direct, and it's the right kavana. Okay, the leader appears up is a positive panorachere, who may be as a inibasa Zahanabu. Shek for his bar, because of Kabbalah Yachad, Shetrilas mitzvah, Shetitzavinabol, or Herbert Diver Ozakal, that in the beginning there was no, and this is going back to your question, he's going to address. Shetatrit Kal Sikh Pesmitzrayim, what about Pesmitzrayim? There's a Sivras Gluya, Kmosha, as a Levaya. He's got a different Tama mitzvah. Oid, that this mitzvah is not Mitzrayim. Va mitzvah harom was a lebzah posik, umash a sevino boy achetz as Mitzrayim. Well, the hisna zeh posik, va oma beyeh mitzvah as Mitzrayim. That's when leitzivisa's chamele mitzvah is like kitchila sivusha ba achetz as Mitzrayim, umash a sevino boy bemora, va omalon isham mishmatish kama kecha. That's the main tachlis, Sham Samar Chaykh Mishpat. Ubos HaKabbalah Mitis, that the things he told him in Mora was Shabbos and Dinim. Ve Achoik, Aromazilav was Shabbos, by Mishpat was Dinim, was Soros HaOvel. Interesting, it doesn't have Paraduma. Vezoisi HaKavana Yishonik Mashiv and Emunas HaDeis HaMitis. Vehu Chidash The reason why they're told Shabbos is because that's the fundamental of Emunah. And also the kavana is that people do right. Now, he doesn't speak about, so he does say as far as Klal Yisrael goes. But Noyach and all the other Kabbalists we're talking about, the Rambam seems to be Madgish, the Tzivui Sheboi. So all these things were not with the Tzivui, they were people's rutzen to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, let's finish. Mezer inyan ba'asa she'amara yirmiyo, hua she'nema betilim al tzara yitchocha le'uma kula besocha la'kavana yishreina. V'lo hoysa avdolas b'nada kavana yishreinis. And this is what Yirmiyahu was trying to rank them out, that they mixed up the primary kavana, which is emunah and das, to the secondary kavana, karbanis, which is sort of a second tier mitzvah. It's a side thing that brings to it, and this is what he says. Amar Shima Ami v'Adaberi Yisrael v'Ida Becha Elohim Elohecha Anochi. So basically he said, I am your God. That's what you should be focused on. Not, I don't need your karbanos and so on. Okay, so this is the Rambam's opening in terms of Taimei HaMitzvos. And the next few parakim is going to be the different Taimei HaMitzvos, kind of broad strokes that includes a lot of timing. That's the next parakim, until he about the last two or three parakim, he comes back again to some points that he wants to finish off with. But the rest, the Taimei HaMitzvos takes up till daf nun, till perek nun, perek aleph or so. Okay, good Shabbos.